If you had a Stretch Armstrong, you're ready to go back to the 70s. I'm your Keeping It Real host, Darian. In 60 seconds, we're going back to Wednesday, February 11th, 1976.
Can you tell if the leftovers from this dinner party are beginning to grow bacteria that could lead to severe diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach cramps? Listen. You can't see it either. Get leftovers into the refrigerator as soon as possible. Spoiled leftovers can make you very sick or worse. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It was Wednesday, February 11th, 1976. In honor of Black History Month, on this date, Clifford Alexander Jr. was confirmed as the first Black Secretary of the Army. Maybe he was good at shorthand. Paul Simon was giving us advice, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Meanwhile, Bill Anderson and Mary Lou Turner had a number one country single with Sometimes. And that night, your television viewing wouldn't be complete without an all-new Little House on the Prairie, followed by Chico and the Man. And it's time to keep on trucking, 70s friends. If you'll excuse me, I need a new set of terry cloth wristbands and a new headband to match the stripes on my socks that are pulled all the way up to my knees. Meet me tomorrow on another 70s Flashback.